True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, it's one thing if crime is going to happen. I mean, you get a bunch of humans together and the percentage are going to be stupid or mean or nasty or make poor decisions.
But Cain and Abel, you know. Okay.
But these senseless, totally senseless killings. Yeah. That's when you wonder, you go, wow, how many people are walking around that just don't have a conscience? They just they don't have one. Good morning and welcome. We're here to pump you up, right? Not drag you down.
It is
7:07 time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer's always yes. Yep, it's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. I'm happy to be back from vacation, and I had a wonderful time. And, nice. You know, that's how vacations are supposed to be. So I feel blessed to be able to, you know, visit some parts of the country up in the Northeast that I have never seen before. I was never in Boston. Got to go to Fenway Park and a beautiful lake in New Hampshire, hang out there, a little bit in Maine. It just was, it's really a wonderful trip. And my advice is don't keep putting things off. Don't wait till you have heart attacks and stupid things happen before you start to, you know, live your best life.
Anyway.
But it is nice to get back to the routine. And of course, I just happen to have a job that I thoroughly love. So it's not like I'm coming back to, oh, yes, you're on the tram going down the mine shaft and you will spend the next week underground in darkness. No, I'm glad I don't have to do that. But back to the senseless killing thing. Police released mugshots of two 17-year-olds accused in the June shooting death of a Capitol Hill intern in D.C. The victim, 21-year-old University of Massachusetts Amherst student Eric Tarpinian Jacob, an intern for Congressman Ron Estes out of Kansas. He was fatally shot June 30th around a mile from the White House. And, of course, this got, you know, coverage, and the president talked about it, and it was kind of like part of the impetus to go in there and say, hey man, we're gonna clean this mess up. And as suspects Kelvin Thomas Jr. of Southeast D.C., Jalen Lucas of Northwest D.C. are pictured in mugshots that they just released. They've been charged as adults with premeditated first degree murder while armed. And they're also looking for Naquan Antonio Lucas, 18, of Granby, Massachusetts, who is wanted on a D.C. Superior Court warrant for premeditated first-degree murder while armed. And the police said suspects also injured a woman and a 16-year-old boy during the attack. And, you know, you're going to have things like this in large cities, and it's never a good thing. But more and more of the, like, what was the purpose?
Right.
Were they trying to rob? No. I mean, they're just out killing people.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the suspect behind the the fatal stabbing on a North Carolina train, which left a Ukrainian woman dead.
That was so sad.
That suspect was arrested and charged with first-degree murder, according to multiple reports. Now, they have a video of him sitting behind her. Mm-hmm. This is, you know, a attractive, young, white female, and he's a black man, and he's sitting behind her. And they actually show the video, like, he's opening up his knife. And he, of course, they cut it off. But, I mean, sure. He's coming, like, over the top.
And she has no clue it's going to happen.
No.
None at all.
And what was the reason behind it? None.
No.
Just sick.
The amazing thing with this story is we're just now really hearing about it.
Well, that's a whole nother issue. And
that's kind of a story itself.
Yes, the fact that the public wasn't made aware of the story. I mean, it's a cold, calculated, cold, callous murder.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that would be something that would definitely be a pretty important news item. And it really didn't get covered initially.
But you let somebody who's former military choke out somebody who's like threatening the whole train, and the guy dies, and it's just world headlines.
Isn't that that's a great kind of a parallel there?
It's all about narrative.
DeCarlos Brown Jr., 34, was reportedly arrested and charged with first-degree murder of Irina Zarutska, 23, stabbed in the throat while riding the Charlotte light rail. There wasn't a dispute going on.
No.
There was no fracas. There was no fight.
And you leave Ukraine because it's a dangerous place to be.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Recently released video footage shows the moments leading up to and following the stabbing in an edited video of the incident. Brown is seen sitting on in a seat on the train prior to Zarutska entering the rail car and sitting down in front of him. One clip from the video reportedly shows Brown taking out a pocket knife, unfolding it, standing up, and gearing up to attack Zarutska.
Oh.
Yep.
Wow.
Stabbed her three times in the throat area before just walking away. Yeah.
Unreal.
The first clip shows the stabbing suspect identified as Brown sitting on the rail car. He could be seen moving around in his seat and appears to be emotional. The next one is her sitting down in front of him. And about 1 minute and 30 seconds into the video, Brown can be seen taking out the knife, unfolding it, standing up, and beginning the attack. Now, of course, they're not going to show that anywhere.
Sure.
In the full video, WBTV observed the attacker swing his arm and stab her three times in the throat area before walking away. Zarutska, she looked visibly shocked by the attack, falling to the floor shortly after. What a horrendous way to die. And for no apparent reason.
No reason.
He's ordered to remain in jail, undergo a competency evaluation, et cetera, et cetera. But part of the problem, part of the deal here was that it didn't get media coverage.
Yeah.
Why would that be? Several establishment media outlets were criticized for not covering the stabbing on a North Carolina train. Senator Ted Cruz, Elon Musk, president of El Salvador, were among those who criticized outlets like NPR, CNN, The New York Times, and PBS for having zero stories on this deadly stabbing.
Amazing.
Yep. How do you explain that? The media decide who would be the one the media decides you're not going to come. Hey, boss, got this report. Young woman murdered on a train. I mean, you know, in front of everybody. We got video, and it's just awful.
Well, can you tell me who did it?
Well, yeah, they believe it's this 34-year-old.
Yeah, but you know what I'm really asking you. I mean, who did it?
Well, his name is DeCarlos Brown, so, you know, maybe he could be Hispanic or black or
something. Yeah, no, we're not going to go with it. Move on.
What?
It's not a story.
It
just
no, this girl,
on a train.
She's like just an innocent woman by herself. It could have been anybody. Could have been your daughter.
Yeah.
Could have been your daughter, boss.
Does not fit the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
That's it right there.
Yeah, I know. That's sickening.
And then you throw in the twist that she's Ukrainian. Isn't that interesting? I wonder if they even realized that at first. Would that have changed anything? I don't know. Makes you think.
Yeah. It's pathetic is what it is.
Yes, it is.
Why do you want to protect evil murderers? I mean, how else do you... Pretty young girl sitting in front of you. Mm-hmm. You decide you're going to stab her in the throat 3 times and kill her.
Well, to answer your question, you might want to ask Brandon Johnson, the mayor of Chicago, or Pritzker, the governor of Illinois. Just a thought.
Well, I wouldn't worry about this brown guy that they arrested. I'm more concerned about Trump blowing up Chicago.
Well, that's what I hear he's going to do, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that bizarre?
Yeah, it is.
The media.
Wow.
7:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Coming up next, what's bugging you? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. It doesn't have to be political. It can be whatever's bugging you. 877-975-9825. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here and it's Monday. So, yeah, we're going to make it great. And as part of that, we give you a chance to call in, air it out, get it off your chest and hopefully feel better. We call it What's Bugging You? And it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now. 877-975-9825. And, Greg, we talked about this earlier. Mm-hmm. Save it for bugging.
Well, and so many times it is about driving because people just don't know how to drive. So I'm going to go to the gym yesterday. I go to GHF, And for people who know the that area, you've got the 8th Street cut through, I guess, between 43rd and Newberry. And that's how you can be going west on 8th. And you're going to make a left turn either into the first entrance, which takes you to one part of the parking lot, or the second one does not have a left turn lane. It's Sunday afternoon. Traffic's not too bad. I'm going to make the left turn. Far before I get there, turn on my left blinker because, again, anybody behind me is going to want to scoot over because I don't have a turn lane.
Right.
Sitting there waiting for cars to come by, and I'm watching people behind me. They hit their signal. They turn to the right lane. They go around me. No big deal. I'm waiting for one more car to come past me, coming at me, and then I'm going to turn. But I'm watching a car that wasn't even on the street from the previous intersection. We're talking about a block and a half or two. Mm-hmm. Wasn't even there when I stopped to turn. And he is flying. I'm looking at him going, am I going to get hit or am I going to have to bail in front of this car? What am I going to do? Because he is not slowing down. Some young guy in his little Honda Civic. All of a sudden, I see him just on the brakes, and then he honks at me.
Yeah.
I'm like, I've been sitting here for like 15 seconds, dude.
Totally legal. Got your turn signal on.
And you weren't even on this block of traffic. So you, how did you miss me? But now he did have a drink of something in one hand and kind of driving with the other, and he knows probably had a phone in there. But it's like, you are the one who's missing a Jeep in front of you. That's been there sitting with lights on and a turn signal on, and you're going to honk at me because you couldn't change lanes?
It's like both their brain and their vision is limited to only a certain amount of feet ahead of them. They don't see distance. They don't see traffic conditions changing.
Yes.
They don't see red lights or green lights up ahead. They're oblivious to all that. It's what's in their world right in front of them, and you weren't even... You didn't matter to him until you were right in front of him.
That's kind of when he saw me.
Yeah.
But I noticed this a lot of times, too, with younger drivers, and it stuck with me because I remember my dad telling me this when I was learning to drive. Look farther ahead.
Yeah.
Watch farther ahead. And you and I, we're very tactical in that we're watching side streets.
Yeah.
We're looking in our mirrors. But, man, some of these people that are on the road, how could he not see me until he was basically on me? You know?
Oh, you see it all the time. People will follow the trail of the taillights or whatever, and whatever the driver ahead of them does, basically,
sheep.
They mimic that.
They're like sheep. But there was really, at that point, there was nobody in front of him because everybody else had gone around me. He had plenty of space.
Right. Space and time.
Yep.
And
didn't take it.
Yep.
And then honks at me like I did something wrong. That's the irritating part. I'm like, what? Come on, you punk kid. What's up with you?
Yeah. Let's see if I remember how to do this.
Yeah. Plus, we got a new phone system like a day before you left. So
yeah.
Push the number button.
Well, I'll give the phone number first one more time.
There
877-975-9825. Call in now for what's bugging you. And let's go to line one. Hey, Mark, what's bugging you?
Hey, welcome back, Bob. I hope you're able to visit Faneuil Hall in Boston, also known as Quincy Market. I'm not sure if you went to Boston. But what's bugging me is, as much as I respect, as Greg refers to him, Bulldog Blaze Anglia, I wish he could operate a little faster on the property taxes. I got my estimate bill, and it's distinctly higher than last year, and I'm just like, I still get nothing for my property taxes. I don't want it to drift into 2026, and then it becomes this whole long debate and stuff. I want action soon.
Sure.
Okay,
yeah.
You got to remember, no one person can fix that for you, Mark. The governor can't do it. Blaze can't do it. They're putting that out there to make that a talking point. Basically, you got to remember where a lot of your property taxes go and who assigns those. It's local. It's not necessarily in Tallahassee. They see it as an issue. They want to fix it, but you can't put it in their lap because they can't do that. They can't make it just go away because there still has to be a plan for even the local venues. They got to pay for your fire and your police and the roads and the stuff that is local. So it doesn't work quite that way, but it's a great wish list.
Yeah, they've got to find a way to fund it. And to me, the sales tax thing was pretty easy, no brainer. But
yeah,
there's a problem there somewhere. I don't know. But I'll tell you what bugs me.
What's that?
You know, when you call somebody and they're supposedly a business person.
Uh-huh.
And I get it, man. If you're a one-man show, man, my heart goes out to you. You are trying to be a businessman, and you're the serviceman, and you're the tech, and you're the owner,
yes.
And you're the payroll guy, and you're all that. I feel for that. But to not return calls.
Ugh.
Yeah, like this one guy who was referred, he goes, I don't know the guy personally. I've heard good things. Give this guy a call, see what's what. And I did. And I left a detailed message, like not too much, but enough to give the guy a a heads up on exactly what the
issue
was.
But you're a legit call.
I called.
Yeah.
And yeah, all they want is a return call at your convenience. I get it. Mm-hmm. You're working. Never got it back. Just never. Yeah. Never. Got a call back. It's so, and that, if that was the one, thing, but it's happened a lot. And I can tell you, honestly, if I'm being honest, I moved here 23 years ago, never experienced that kind of no call back previously when I lived in Orlando or Tampa Bay or even in smaller towns like I did for some reason in the Gainesville area. And
well, last summer, Jen and I were doing our little walk through our neighborhood. There's a guy doing work on a neighbor's house. We stopped. Talked to him, told him where we lived, got his card. I find out he's in a local business group with somebody that worked here.
What?
I've left messages. I see him on Facebook. We probably have mutual friends. I liked the guy. I liked his work. Never got back to me. I'm like, this is the guy I would really like to hire. I thought. But it's like, I don't know what it takes. But it is frustrating, and it did bug us.
Yeah. Well, I feel a little better anyway. I got to talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for your participation. Hey, coming up, Trump reacts to the raid that took place at the Hyundai plant as South Korea makes plans to get workers back. We'll explain all of that coming up in just a couple of minutes right here on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. We're live and local. We're News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Let's pump it up. Another day in paradise. Happy Monday. It is 7:36, your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Program note. 9:05, Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins. We'll be chatting him up here in about an hour and a half.
It's amazing, and I was actually talking about it with somebody last week, how the regular guests on the Bob Rowe Show and those who've come to town for Valor for our event, all, I mean, man, the promotions, I mean, Pam Bondi's in D.C., Rubio's in D.C.
You're welcome, yep.
Ashley Moody, you know, got a promotion.
Yeah.
Blazing Golia got a promotion. Jay Collins got a promotion. I mean, I don't know what it is, but you seem to have the golden touch there, Bob.
Just refer to me as Bob Midas.
Yeah.
Related to the king.
Yes.
Yes.
If Bob touches your political career, it will be gold.
Bob has no gold.
No.
But he has the golden touch.
Yes.
Well, it's not me. It's us.
Yeah.
It's the team, brother.
The team. But anyway, yeah, he's Lieutenant Governor now. So.
Yeah, brought back Greg a T-shirt.
Yes, you did.
And guess what it's related to? Well, you'll never guess.
I'm unfolding it, and I can see this little logo on the front. I'm like, I like it already, because I can tell it's some sort of an AR-type rifle. You know, a weapon of war.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of those. I'm like, oh, yes. Guns on shirts. This is good.
Found this in a store that, like, advertised some gun stuff on the exterior wall.
Yeah.
But it's really was like a general store. But they also made food in there.
Whoa.
I mean, they had
food and guns.
It was like, yeah, it was like a real general store. You could pretty much get anything in there. What's it called? Does it say what it's called
New
on there?
New Hampshire Tactical Guns.
I knew you'd like that.
Oh,
isn't
yeah,
that
absolutely.
Cool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got a good old, actually, that's probably not even an AR. That looks like a true old school weapon of war there is what that looks
now
like.
Now, that's, remember, you know, your Second Amendment rights are important.
Yes.
And I never want you to, because of the state I was in, take that for granted. Get it?
I get it.
Because I was in the Granite State.
Yeah.
Get it?
Well, actually, they use that as part of their logo. Yeah.
That, see? They probably got that from me.
They did. They stole
they
it
printed
and printed
it
that right on there, right when you got there.
But what a, just a
That's
quaint,
quite, good.
Cool little place on the side of the road.
Huh.
There's nobody in there. But by the time we go to leave, oh my God. There were like 10 cars.
Really?
Had pulled in, yeah.
Well, popular little spot
and
here.
We were just riding, like, taking the back country roads.
That's
when we just got into New Hampshire, and I love it. I love just riding around, and you just wonder, like, what? Wow, wonder what someone's life is that lives, like, in that place or that house.
Well, and you get that by avoiding the interstates. I mean, you know, it's like that in Missouri because you have the old Route 66, and a lot of that had turned into Highway 44. But there are parts where you're on I-44, and you can see the old highway, a little two-lane blacktop.
Right.
You can see the remnants of businesses that, face it, once the big highway moved in, you know, they died, you know, within years. But you'll see little homes, little businesses off to the side, and you're right, you wonder kind of what was life like then. A whole lot slower, obviously, but I don't know. Progress is good sometimes, but sometimes taking the back roads is nice.
It really is, and it's amazing because you actually, there's things to look at. It doesn't get boring.
Yeah.
And the traffic's not bad because I guess everybody that really needs to get somewhere in a hurry, they're on the bigger highways. And, but no, it was a nice time.
Sounds like.
And
I got a T-shirt.
There you go.
Lobster? No. But I got a T-shirt. Oh, well, actually, you came back to a gift that you weren't expecting, because the Thursday, your last day on the air was a Thursday.
Right.
And we had Mark Herman talking about the Coastal Conservation Association.
Right.
And he had another appointment near the station on Friday. So on that Thursday, his lovely wife, Rebecca, had gone home and baked chocolate chip cookies for us.
How nice.
And I put yours, I wrapped them up, and I put them in the freezer. And they're still there.
You are a gentleman and a scholar and a wonderful human being.
And they're yummy. So thank you, Rebecca Herm. So you got a gift for
I'm
coming
glad
back.
You were here, because if I was here and you weren't,
you'd have eaten them all.
I would have said, what cookies are you? What? Where'd you see that? Was that on Facebook? Because, no.
Uh-huh.
So you are a good man.
I try.
All right. Thank you.
You bet.
And thanks to Mark's lovely bride,
oh, she's
who is always super. Yes. Well, she's got to put up with him, so there's that.
Well, she's a saint, obviously.
You can just tell people that have been together for so long, it's just like, all right, now Mark's going to do his thing. Mark's going to start talking. Mm-hmm. And then she just, like, you know, steps out, does her own thing. And I'm like, I get it.
Yep, they're awesome.
Yeah, great people. Things aren't going so well, though, for Joe Biden, former president, trying to raise money for his presidential library.
I didn't know he read much.
And you know what I thought of? It's like, why are you going around trying to fundraise? Just call your old buddy, President Xi.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they go way back.
Say, hey, man,
yeah.
I practically gave you America. Can you throw me a few million dollars so I get this library built so I have, like, a legacy?
Yeah.
Former President Joe Biden has picked Delaware as the site of his presidential library, but just how much money private donors are willing to fork over for the project remains in question. The former Delaware senator turned VP and turned one-term president has put together a group of former aides, friends, and political allies to begin the extensive fundraising effort and locate a specific location, this according to the Associated Press. However, as the wire service pointed out, Biden's library team has the daunting task of raising money for the 46th president's legacy project at a moment when his party has become fragmented about the way ahead, and many big Democratic donors have stopped writing checks. Yeah, well, you know, with the rate of inflation that Biden gave us, there's probably a few that maybe can't afford to write a check. So maybe they're thinking about that. But, yeah, I guess I'm not really that surprised.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think that there is a really strong level of passion about the concern of his legacy.
Mm.
Yeah. Look, the guy represented the classic politician. He never had a real job, you know? And someone would say, oh, but he served his country. He served himself. That was a conduit to line his and his family's pockets. And it was going way back. It was always.
Yeah. His whole career.
That way. And so, yeah, I just don't think that there is going to be this huge desire to write big checks to build him a library. What's done is done. I guess you could put it to you that say it that way. But I mean, I'm not going to pretend that somehow he was anything less than a complete and utter failure. And he was nowhere near. He didn't stand for anything that he stood for earlier in his career. You know, he was like,
oh, no.
He was like a crime fighter.
Oh, the three strikes, you're out kind of guy. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Until his son was on strike 74. But anyway.
Well, see, some of those donors that have been floating crackhead for so long, maybe they can cough up some money for the old man's library.
Yeah, where's that attorney buddy that was like, the best friend of Hunter and kept him alive?
Yep. And time to sell more blow art.
Yep.
Right?
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. You see, they're not used to raising money for, like, a cause.
Mm-hmm.
They're the cause.
Yeah.
Yeah. 7:46 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up at 9:05, Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins joins us right here on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we've got plenty to talk about, including South Korean immigrants. Basically, they got busted at a Hyundai battery factory in Georgia. We're going to get into that in just a sec. Condolences to Miami Dolphins fans everywhere and your totally sucky game you had yesterday. 33-8. You got beat by the Indianapolis Colts. That was ugly. And but let's make positive things here. Jags.
Yeah.
26-10 over Carolina. Jags looked pretty good, I got to tell you. Tampa Bay, barely escaped. It's one of those things where you almost, even though I root for the team, it's almost like you kind of deserve to lose because, I don't know, just poor decision-making and lack of, you know what I'm seeing, a real lack of discipline in a lot of, lot of these teams. The penalties are, it seems like, and some of them you can't, I mean, you can't help, so to speak. You know what I mean? A little hold here, a little pass interference there. But when they get into stupid penalties.
Yeah.
Like, what was the Eagles started the whole season off, that Thursday night football game. Their player comes out and spits on the quarterback. The opposing team, like right there in front of everybody. Like,
yep.
The umpire, back to whoever, one of the guys, was right there. And you're like, what?
Uh-huh. You're like, did I see what I thought I just saw? And you did.
And then you saw it repeated. UF is in a dogfight with USF. Never should have been that close of a game. That's not to take anything away from USF at all. But the Gators, man, I'm sorry. I just, you know... You don't play. It's early in the season. You don't want to maybe point too many fingers. I just got it. I've never been. I just Billy Napier. I don't know him personally at all. I don't think he has it. And it doesn't mean that you know you're ever going to find a coach who's going to win every game all the time. You got to be realistic, but. And USF is much better than you know, the early analysis, and they proved that the previous week. And then they came out and beat the Gators. But, you know, UF, here's the thing. Here's where I'm a stickler, and I've always been this way. I don't care who the head coach has been of Florida or really anywhere. You got a player so undisciplined that in the fourth quarter, at a critical juncture, decides he's going to do that spitting thing.
Right.
Spits in the face of another player, and... So basically the Gators had made a stop, and now this just gave USF 15 more yards, whatever. Yep. Anyway, bottom line, they kicked a field goal the last few seconds to beat the Gators 18-16. It was, but the Gator offense looked really ugly and just couldn't put it together. But a player that operates in that way, how did he get through the process? In other words, man, I could play tapes of me going back 23 years, literally here, and say, no, and literally saying, I will pick quality players over time speeds.
Yeah.
I'll pick quality players, smart players, over these guys that, you know, yes, they have like an excessive amount of ability, but they don't have it between the ears. I would never recruit players like that, ever. I don't care what you think their capabilities and potentials are on the field. I would want a smart group of people that are disciplined. You're not disciplined when you spit. You spit on another player. You're not disciplined in any way. Like, really, when you were growing up? You spat on your what? Your cousin? And your what? And your mom and dad applauded that, thought that was good? Like, where in the world do you get that idea that that's acceptable in any way? What a piece of garbage. All right. We've got our special guest standing by, Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins. We're going to talk to him in minutes.
9:05.
In an hour.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.